So happy to welcome our next guest to clarify some things that I certainly need clarification on, and I'm not embarrassed to say so. I don't know the difference between OpenAI, which I just thought was a process, but apparently it's the name of the company, and their competitor, Anthropic. We're going to get some help here from Brent Yaks, the CEO of Occam Strategies. Brent, welcome back. Nice to have you here. The OpenAI CEO Sam Altman announced late Friday that the company had signed a deal with the Pentagon for its AI tools to be used in the military's classified systems, but with seemingly similar guardrails that rival Anthropic had also requested. Can you tell me what's going on? First of all, what's the difference between OpenAI and Anthropic?
Right. They're two different companies, but they both have a very, very similar product. So OpenAI owns ChatGPT, which everyone's pretty familiar with now. Well, Anthropic owns a similar one called Claude. So very similar technologies, just two different approaches.
And is one, in your mind, I think you're a disinterested third party, is one better than the other?
You know what? Honestly, they're both good at certain things, where OpenAI and ChatGPT are pretty good at everything. Most people use them. It's a little bit bigger of an engine. And Claude is a really great tool for developers and more technical-minded users of the system. Both great.
Who stands to benefit from the choice of OpenAI over Anthropic, other than the obvious, the companies and their employees?
This is what the government's asking for. They've asked for from pretty much everybody. And the position they're making is that Anthropic said, hey, there's some lines that we're not going to cross, and this is what we've put in place, and we want to protect and safeguard the Constitution. And OpenAI came and said, look, you're not doing anything illegal. You have access to the information anyway. So for us to take that out of the contract really materially doesn't change anything. So it's just two very interested approaches to this.
It's two approaches and two different interpretations, I guess.
And that's really what it comes down to. The big stink, and everybody's seeing Claude right now. And funny thing about it, not funny, I guess, for Claude, but because of this news and they're in the media right now and the whole thing with the current administration rejecting that contract, is that they had so much traffic come in that it actually took Anthropic's Claude offline for the last 12 to 14 hours.
I'm sorry. Explain that again. Why would they do that?
Well, they said that they had such a new influx of people that wanted to try out Claude, new signups, new logins, new subscriptions over the past 12 hours because of this stance with the government, that it actually crashed their site over the last 12 hours.
Well, I guess that's good on one hand, but it's not so good on the other. You want whoever you choose to be able to be able to handle the number of people that want to use the service. And maybe they could fix your phone for us in the meantime, because I don't think it's working very well. We keep missing the first parts of what you're saying. Try it again.
No. Yeah, no, you're right. I think one of the things you should demand is that the actual site functions.
It seems like that would make some sense. So now let me ask a question you may or may not have the answer to, but I'm Brent Yaks, you're the only expert I've got right here, and we're glad to have you, the CEO of Occam Technologies. We're talking about the Pentagon made a deal with OpenAI after banning competitor Anthropic. I didn't know even that OpenAI was a separate company. I thought that it was just OpenAI, but now I understand. So we're we have a war going on right now. Would you suggest that AI is being used dramatically in this war already?
I think it would be hard to argue that there's not some artificial intelligence being used for data collection. Just the power of AI to absorb information and monitor what's going on and listen to the things that are happening and provide feedback, I think it would be very surprising if it wasn't being used heavily right now.
So you help companies understand how this artificial intelligence can help them. Am I summing that up correctly for Occam Technologies?
Yep, that is correct. We help companies get an idea of how to use this stuff.
And I would suggest, at least from what I've seen and know, it's almost any company out there You might need them to be of a certain size or whatever, but it seems to me that there's a usefulness for AI for virtually every company. And now I'm reading in the newspapers this morning earlier that some people are starting to say, wait a minute, is this going to cost us a lot of jobs? You know, they watched, what was the company that just laid off a lot of people and they said it's because they have AI?
There's a few, actually. Some of the bigger ones that are doing it are Amazon's and Microsoft's. Microsoft laid off quite a few, actually, for AI. But those large companies, every 5-6 years when they lay off people, it's always a different technology reason. I know AI is kind of the easy scapegoat right now, but usually companies that size get a little bloated, and I think that was just an easy argument for them.
And I think the one I was trying to think of, I think that they don't call themselves – I don't know why, but I don't believe they call themselves H&R Block anymore. They just call themselves Block. But it was like 6,000 people being cut loose. And the reason given that Block is now using AI very significantly to cut numbers of employees and save money, and that's going to get a lot of people's attention, but it shouldn't be a surprise.
No, it shouldn't. And it's not necessarily directly related to AI. I think it's just an advancement of technology in general. AI is just a technology. It's just another tool. It's not anything crazy special right now. It's just an advanced tool that creates productivity.
And some of the people writing now are saying they're not sure. This is stunning to me, but that they're not sure AI might be worth the price involved. Am I hearing that incorrectly, Brent?
You know, I'm an advocate for AI, and I can say I also agree with that statement. It is in kind of a hype cycle right now. It's a little bit of a bubble, and we're going to see how it filters out.
Well, you know who we're going to call upon whenever we need some advice and some information? You!
Happy to be here.
All right. And by the way, you'll see something before we will, so don't be afraid to give Mike Parsons, my producer, a call and you're not horning your way on, you're helping us.
You'll be the first I call.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great rest of the day, Brent. Thanks much.
Thanks, Paul.
Brent Yaks, the CEO of Aucom Technologies, and we need to call upon him because he's the expert, and we appreciate the help. And I know you, as a listener from noon to 2, Focus with Paul W. Smith, appreciate that we reach out to these experts on your behalf. 142 at 760 WJR. You probably know this if you've been a listener. Yeah, this goes back certainly to the morning show as well as this show, noon to 2, Monday through Friday on WJR. And that is, I've known Mike Fallahy for a very long time. He is indeed now a good friend. His family's been running Mary Grove in Detroit for over 90 years. 90 years. That means they were building shade in this town before most companies even existed. And they still do it the Detroit way. Strong. Precise. Built to last. Mary Grove only makes motorized awnings. No crank handles. No gimmicks. Hit the remote. Instant shade. Rain coming in? Adjust the pitch. Sun goes down. Built-in LED lights. Wind kicks up, add the sensor, it rolls in automatically. Premium framing, fully enclosed housing to protect the fabric, backed by a 10-year warranty. And here's what really separates them. Mary Grove can often complete the entire process in as little as 48 hours. That's not 6 weeks. That's not we'll get back to you when we can. That's this week. This week. No third-party installers. No dealer games. Real Mary Grove employees from start to finish. And believe me, that matters. I've done business with Mike Fallahy and Mary Grove for years and have always been happy with the results. You will be too. Find out all the different things they can do to make your house even better and give you more usage. Expand your usable space. It's astonishing. If you're going to put something on your home, make it something built by a Detroit company that's been doing it right for over 90 years. Go to marygrove.com or call 1-800-44-AWNING. That's marygrove.com or call 1-800-44-AWNING. Schedule the free in-home appointment. Please tell him Paul W. sent you. That'll help us a lot. Tell him Paul W. sent you to Marygrove at 1-800-44-AWNING or marygrove.com. Tell him Paul W. sent you. Marygrove, Detroit tough, 90 years strong. Good job, Mike Fallahy, and all the men and women of Marygrove. We continue in focus on WJR.